好，打开约翰福音第十一第二十一章。
Today we shall turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 21.
这是耶稣基督向门徒的显现。
Well, this is when Jesus appeared to his disciples.
这是门徒经历生命经历耶稣基督。
And the disciples experienced the presence of the Lord.
耶稣复活以后啊。
After the Lord resurrected.
他复活之后有四十天在地上。
And he was on this earth for 40 more days after resurrection.
我们不要以为耶稣没有什么事情可以做啊。
And do not think that he had nothing else to do.
他去看他的门徒。
But he went on to visit with
his disciples. 也到第五十天。
On the 50th day.
复活在地上五十天之后，他就天上到天上去了。
On the 50th day after resurrection, he ascended.
然后圣灵就来就五旬节了。
And then that was Pentecost.
所以在这四十天当中，
so on those 40
days, 他去看门徒。
He visited with his disciples,
坚固他们的信心，
and he strengthened their faith.
因为他们在主耶稣被钉的时候啊，
because remember when he was crucified,
他们受到惊吓，
the disciples were all very discouraged.
他们非常害怕，
and they were scared.
他们把自己隐藏起来，
and they hid themselves.
他们真是没有办法，
and they had nowhere else to do.
所以耶稣显现去帮助他们。
And so the Lord showed himself to them.
好，从约翰福音第二十章里面，我们看耶稣他做什么事情呢？
So let us see what the Lord, what he did.
他在什么地方显现？第一，
where first of all,
是圣经讲在提比利亚海这里。
And the Bible says that was in Tiberias.
就是加利利海。
It is in the near the Sea of Galilee.
这是他们谋生的地方。
And that is where they had their livelihood.
约翰说是这是他工作的地方。
And this is the place where they work.
用今天话讲，用今天话讲说，我们今天是做工的地方，这里职场的地方。
So it would be like today our place of work.
耶稣显现向他们显现。
And the Lord revealed himself.
帮助他们。
To help them.
他们也是曾经在这边，曾经没有做什么事情，也得到神的祝福。
And even if they did not do anything, they were blessed by the Lord.
因为他们打不到鱼，对不对？
See, they could not. Catch any fish.
神给他，耶稣给他们鱼的嘞，啊。
But the Lord Jesus helped them.
这是路加福音第五章告诉我们的。
That was in Luke chapter 5.
所以不论如何，耶稣在什么地方都可以出现，对不对？
So it shows that the Lord can reveal Himself in any place.
无论你在家里面，
whether you're at home,
无论你在工作的地方，
or at your place of work,
无论在什么光景之下，
no matter your circumstances,
耶稣都可以随时帮助你。
The Lord will be there to help you.
第二点，我们想了，耶稣向谁显现呢？
Is who did the Lord reveal himself?
当然是向门徒显现，对不对？
Of course, he revealed himself to the disciples.
像怎么样的门徒呢？
Now, what kind of disciples?
这门徒当中有几个表现啊？
There are several of the disciples that
第一种门徒的表现是信心不坚定的门徒。
The first type of disciple is those that were not stable in their faith.
你看第二节、第三节告诉我们。
Verses 2 and 3.
现在彼得不晓得做什么了。
Because Peter did not know what to do.
明天要发生什么事情？
He didn't know what will happen.
也不知道了。
Not knowing what comes the next.
结果彼得说：“我们去打鱼了。”
So Peter said, "I'm going fishing."
没有事情做，
Nothing else better to do.
信心不定，
Because his faith was shaken.
主耶稣不在身边，
The Lord was no longer by his
所以他又回去打鱼了。
So he went back to his old fishing.
信心不定的人，
And that was the type of disciple where faith is unstable.
这是彼得新的那种信徒。
This is a disciple like Peter.
第二种是多马，代表一种怀疑。
Now the second type of disciple is Thomas, and Thomas is a doubter.
多马他怀疑上帝，怀疑耶稣基督。
You remember Thomas doubted the Lord.
当有一次耶稣显现的时候，
But when the Lord revealed himself,
多马不在。
Thomas wasn't there.
因为那个礼拜他没有来做礼拜。
Because he was absent that Sunday.
他朋友告诉他说，
And his friends told him,
耶稣向我们显现。
The Lord revealed himself.
多马说不可能。
And Thomas said, I don't think so.
除我亲眼看到耶稣。
Unless I see it with my own eyes.
你看见什么了？
What did he see?
他错过机会了。
He missed the opportunity.
他一次不做礼拜，信心就损失很大了。
Because he was missing all the worship service, so his faith was weakened.
那就告诉他说耶稣出现了。
But others told him that the Lord showed himself.
对不起，太干了。 后来在第二个做礼拜的时候，第二个做礼拜他来了。谢谢，最好是热的，是吧？
So, now the second time when they gathered together for worship,
耶稣来了。
Jesus showed himself again.
多玛看到耶稣。
And Thomas has seen the Lord himself.
主啊，我相信。
And Thomas said, "Lord, I believe."
主知道他的需要啊。
Because the Lord knew Thomas's need.
他怀疑。
His doubt.
可能相处三年到三年半的时间了。
Despite being with the Lord for three years.
难道这位夫子老师死了会从死里复活吗
？That this teacher, could resurrect from the dead.
他要亲眼看见才相信。
Thomas needed to see it for himself.
对，耶稣真的出现，对不对
？Indeed, the Lord showed himself.
多玛说：“我相信。
”And Thomas said, "Yes, I believe."
看到吗？怀疑的心得了坚定。
So a doubtful heart became convinced.
第三种的门徒啊
，the third kind of disciple,
不知所以然，不知道的
，is oblivious,
什么都不知道
，not knowing anything.
耶稣去了什么地方？
Where did the Lord go?
他们就跟到什么地方
？They just follow.
真是身后无忧啊
！These are the disciples.
耶稣在什么地方吃饭
？Wherever did Lord ate?
门徒就在那边吃饭。
The disciples ate there.
门徒在什么地方住？耶稣在什么地方住宿
？Wherever the Lord stayed.
门徒就在什么地方住宿
？The disciples stayed there too.
所以耶稣从死里复活了。
So when the Lord resurrected,
看不到耶稣。
Now these disciples couldn't see where Jesus was.
不晓得怎么办，对不对
？And so they didn't know what else to do.
不知道下步要怎么走。
And they did not know where to go.
耶稣也向这人显现。
So the Lord too revealed himself.
告诉他们前面应该走的道路。
And the Lord showed them where to go next.
还有另外一种的人呢
？And so these types of people.
对耶稣就是所讲的事情不是那么在意的。
They did not care too much about what the Lord taught them.
耶稣在世界上的时候啊
，When the Lord lived with them,
跟门徒大概三年到三年半的时间
，He spent 3 to 3.5 years.
他行很多神迹奇事
，And he has done many miracles.
你看水可以变酒
，So he turned water into wine.
5000人可以5饼2鱼可以养饱超过5000人
，And the 5 loaves and 2 fish fed thousands of people.
可以叫风浪停止
，And he healed the sick.
可以做很多很多奇妙的事情。
And he done many more miracles.
但是这些人呢，没有把耶稣讲的、做了放在心里面。
Yet those people who witnessed these did not put the Lord's work in their hearts.
耶稣常常告诉他们说
，And the Lord constantly
教导他们
，And taught them.
他的教导提醒他们
，And to remind them in his teaching.
他说他会被交在罪人的手里面。
And he said, "I will be turned over to the sinners."
而被钉死
，and I will be crucified.
然后埋葬
，and will be buried.
然后复活
，and resurrect.
他们都不当回事。
Yet nobody remembered.
到有一天
，and one day,
复活这个早上
，the day of resurrection,
去找耶稣的时候
，and when they went to look for Jesus,
耶稣不在了
，the Lord wasn't there.
啊，我的老师复活了
，and did the teacher really resurrected?
真是不敢想象，对不对
？They did not dare to believe.
你看到他们对这些平常不在意的人，真的耶稣也向他们显现。
See, the Lord intended to reveal himself to
those who were God.
Now another type of people,
害怕
those who are scared,
他们藏起来。
They hid themselves.
你看看那个刚才，你看第一节、第二节、第三节啊，你多少个门徒跟耶稣在一起
？So if you look at verses 1, 2, and 3,
你算算，算得出来，对不对
？How many disciples were there?
彼得
，There was Peter,
多马
，Thomas。
还有西比他的两个儿子
and the sons of Zebedee,
还有拿单耶
and Nathanael,
大概六个人对不对
there are at least
如果耶稣有12个门徒
there were 12 disciples,
犹大已经跑掉了
now Judas
还有5个人
and 5 left
请问他们5个人在哪里
where did the 5 go
他们藏起来
they hid themselves
他们害怕
because they were scared
因为犹大要捉他们
because they were pursued
他们在家里面
they hid in their homes
把门锁起来
they locked the doors.
怕犹太人抓他们
they were afraid that Jesus would come after them. And they were timid.
害怕了
and
主耶稣向他们显现
the Lord revealed himself
叫他们不要害怕
and the Lord said
还有呢饥饿的饥饿的不多要
those are hungry
啊困苦的
those who were suffering
啊劳碌一夜的
and those who were tired
毫无所获的
those who were have nothing left
耶稣也向他们显现
the Lord also revealed
那你看第三节哦
verse 3
那夜他们没有打到鱼
see the night through the night they did not catch a fish
就离开耶稣不能什么都不能做你相信吗
you can see that once they departed from the Lord
离开耶稣什么都不能做对不对
without the Lord, they could do nothing.
他离开主，鱼就打不到了。
So they couldn't catch a fish.
第五节
，verse five，
耶稣来了。
Now Jesus.
小子，你们有吃的没有
？And he said, children, do you have any fish?
回答什么？没有。
And they said, no.
肚子饿了，对不对？没有。劳碌一夜。
And they worked all night.
一次都没有做到。
Not a fish.
你想耶稣应该怎么样回答？
What do you think the Lord would have responded?
耶稣说：“小子，你们有吃的没有
？”You see, the Lord asked them, "Children, you do not have any fish."
或者说，他可以这样问说：“你们有没有打到鱼
？”He could have said, "Did you catch any?"
门徒说：“没有。
”And they said, "No."
为什么没有打到鱼
？And why did they not catch any fish?
没办法回答了。
There was no answer.
我离开主，我真的没办法打到鱼。
Because they left the Lord and they could not catch any.
耶稣有没有责备他们？
Did the Lord rebuke them?
没有。
The Lord did not.
耶稣可以说，你们该死，对不对
？The Lord could have said, "You deserve it."
离开我，你们就打不到鱼了，看到吗
？He could have said, "You deserve it."
没有，耶稣关心他们。
But the Lord cared for them.
照顾他们。
And
没有责备他们。那我觉得太好，对不对？耶稣没有怪他们。
See, the Lord did not.
今天我们离开主的道路啊。
So today, if we depart from the Lord,
我们行走自己的路的时候
，and when we go our own way,
好像这些门徒离开耶稣去打鱼，又遇到挫折。
It's parallel to what these disciples did. They went their own way and go back fishing.
出了事情。
So something happened.
你遇到这样的弟兄的姐妹
，now if you encounter this kind of
你怎么样跟他讲话？
How would you talk to them?
你骂他吗
？Do you scold?
不是的。
No.
你要鼓励他。
You have to encourage.
叫他回到神的面前。
That they may come back to the Lord.
耶稣就是用这个关怀的方法，叫这门徒回转来。
See, the Lord treated them with care.
好，最后我讲耶稣为什么显现呢
？So finally, let's talk about why did the Lord reveal himself?
他不受死亡的威胁。
Because he was not limited by death.
他冲破死亡的捆绑。
Because he overcame.
胜过死亡的权势。
And he was victorious over the power of death.
我们感谢神啊。
So we thank God.
我们这位神有这样的全能啊。
That this our Lord is has this authority.
叫我们信靠他，这是命运可以不没有可以惧怕的，对不对
？So that those who believe in him, we have nothing to fear.
首先，他的复活表明什么呢
？So what does the resurrection represent?
主耶稣是无所不在的神。
It shows that he is everywhere.
啊，他不受时间、地点、空间的限制。
He's not constrained by place, time, or space.
他什么地方、什么随时都会出现。
He can be anywhere and anytime.
你相信？你要相信这位神，对不对
？Do you believe in this?
世界的神。
Now, the gods of this world,
世界的偶像
and the idols of this world,
他是受限制的
they have limits.
他不能像耶稣一样
they are not like the Lord,
无所不在
that he is
随时随地都可以出现
omnipresent.
第二他的复活表明什么呢
secondly, his resurrection represents
他是无所不知
that he knows everything.
他知道门徒的困境
he knew the circumstances.
知道他们灰心
He knew that they were discouraged.
知道他们寒冷。
That they were cold and hungry.
为什么说他们知道他寒冷呢
？How did he know that?
他起了炭火，看到吗
？See, he prepared a fire.
岸边起了炭火。
See, by the shore.
加利利的海边起了炭火。
By the Sea of Galilee, he already prepared a fire.
他知道他们饥饿。
He knew they were
做不到鱼。
And they could not catch anything.
他知道他们劳苦。
He knew that they worked so hard.
一夜劳苦没有得到什么。
Through the night and did nothing.
耶稣知道他们的欲望。
The Lord knew their hope.
一无所得。
That, but they could not catch.
当你人生如果到这样的光景的时候
Now, if we reach such extremes,
我们需要主帮助我们。
We need the Lord's help.
我们需要主恩待我们。
We need the Lord to be merciful.
主耶稣没有让他们失望。
Yet the Lord did not disappoint.
他们可以做到153条大鱼，看到吗
？Finally, they caught 153 pieces.
他是无所不知的神。
See, the Lord is omniscient.
他知道你的难处，真的。
He knows you and I.
别人不知道，但是他知道。
Nobody else may know, but the Lord.
再来，他的复活表明他无所不能。
And finally, his resurrection shows that he is all powerful.
主耶稣能够供应门徒的需要。
That he could satisfy the disciples' needs.
这些门徒为圣徒担心。
that he could care about the disciples.
예수 지키 他们的 생활.
And the Lord solved their troubles with
他们害怕,
giving. Even when they were scared.
他给他勇敢, 给他信心,
he gave them courage to be strong.
你看几件事情很奇妙的。
See, there are situations here that were miraculous.
他们寒冷的时候啊,
so when they were hungry and cold,
主供应炭火。
The Lord prepared for them the fire.
有时候我好奇。
When you're curious,
耶稣复活以后啊,
that after the Lord's resurrection,
他在加利利海的旁边起了炭火, 请问那炭火从哪里来？
That he prepared this coal of fire beside the Sea of Galilee. Where did it come from?
而且还有什么? 鱼?
And he also placed on it.
他鱼从哪里来呢?
So where did that fish come from?
他没有渔网。
He had no fishing.
他没有捕鱼的工具。
He had no fishing gear.
炭从哪里来?
Where did the coal?
火从哪里来?
The fire.
鱼从哪里来?
The fish.
饼从哪里来?
The bread.
太不可思议了。
Can't imagine where it all began. So as I think about it,
他是无所不能的，他同时你过了。
So when Jesus resurrected and came all the way from Jerusalem, he was omnipotent.
你看不到他。
You couldn't see him.
他看得到你。
But he sees you.
对不对？ 他经过一个超市的时候。
So perhaps he passed by a supermarket.
你有人收档了。
So some people fell victim.
不如去超市一档好不好？ 超市一趟好吗？这么多饼，这是我想象，不可能实现。所以一个饼从哪里来？
Where did the bread
come? 火从哪里来？
Where did the fire?
炭从哪里来？
Where did the coal?
鱼从哪里来？ 弟兄姐妹，你想一试都不通的。
Brothers and sisters, you will run out of ideas.
很简单，你只要用信心接受就可以。Just
apply your faith.
创世的时候，耶稣说有就有，对不对？
In the beginning, the Lord said, "Let there be."
对他来讲，这是小儿科，你知道吗？
So to the Lord, this is elementary.
何况创造事情对他来说不是难事情。
Because creation is not impossible.
太奇妙。
So this is a miracle.
他们很失望。
The disciples.
主给他们盼望。
But the Lord gave.
他们没有信心。
They did not have faith.
主给他们信心。
The Lord added to their faith.
我告诉你，在人生当中很多事情都是不可思议的。
In life there are many things that we cannot explain.
你都想不到的事情。
And many things we cannot understand.
我讲一个见证啊。
I will give a testimony.
一个心理学家。
There is a psychiatrist.
他非常很会讲道。
And he was a very good speaker.
很会讲福音的信息。
And good speaker.
他在一个大学里面做老师。
And he was a professor in.
他觉得这老师这学生很不乖，你知道吗？
And one student was very naughty.
他觉得还是提早退休了。
And so he wanted to retire early.
所以他45岁就退休了。
And he retired at age 45.
因为人生的下半场就是45分钟嘛，所以他45岁就退休了。
So he decided to retire early at 45.
因为下半生是用他下半生服侍上帝。
He thought that the rest of his life he could serve the Lord.
他太太有病的嘛。
Now the wife was ill.
生病。
And she was sick.
是癌症啊。
With cancer.
躺在病床上。
And she was bedridden.
他们很盼望说有孩子。
And they hoped to have a child.
但是老是没有孩子。
But they did not have a
child. 他们想去领养孩子。
So they wanted to adopt.
就是没有孩子。
What kind of
child? 只有太太躺在病床上。
But the wife was already bedridden.
很严重。
Gravely ill.
她得了癌症。
With cancer.
想不到。
They could not imagine that one day.
一个女孩子27岁。
There's a girl, a lady, or a.
跑到她床前说。
Came to the bedside of.
某某人啊。
And said, "So and so."
我可以叫你一声妈咪吗？
Can I call you, mommy?
Surprise.
So she was surprised.
为什么你叫我妈咪呢？
Why would you call me mommy?
我没有儿女的嘞。
We have no.
这个人愿意做她的女儿哦。
But this girl wanted to be their child.
这女孩子的妈妈说好啊。 很高兴啊，你去做他的女儿，你觉得他家好了，对吧？他妈妈也赞成了。
And the girl's mom, the real mom, was supportive and said, "You can be their children."
这个心理学家说：“哎呀，太奇妙了。”And
so the husband, who was the psychiatrist, was surprised.
去产房产一个孩子是27岁的，产房一出来，27岁的大姑娘。
And so the suddenly they have a child that was already 27.
不必养他，他自己养自己。27岁。
Already grown.
太奇妙了，太奇妙。
So that they were.
为什么呢？因为他告诉他太太说。
And He told the wife.
他说将来你生你现在生病啊，你去女厕所，我男士们就很不方便，对不对？
He said it was such a good thing because now the adopted girl can bring you to the bathroom.
现在女儿可以帮助你了。
And your new daughter can help her.
接下来很多太多奇妙事情了。
There are many many such miracles.
最后讲说耶稣是不改变，对不对？
Finally, I'd like to say that the Lord does not change.
他复活之前跟复活之后完全不改，没有改变。
That he was the same before resurrection and after resurrection.
你记得耶稣在复活之前，路加福音第五章的故事吗？
Remember Luke chapter 5, the story before the resurrection.
同样的是一个神迹。
There were equally a miracle happened.
也是彼得抓不到鱼。
And it was also when Peter could not catch any fish.
约翰福音二十三，耶稣复活之后。
Now in John 21, that was
类似的情形发生了。
And this situation happened.
他彼得也捉不到鱼。
Again, Peter could not catch any fish.
结果耶稣让他捉到鱼。
So the Lord helped Peter catch the fish.
耶稣今天、明天、后天永远不改变。
For the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
既然神呢，值得我们信靠啊。
So this Lord is worth our trusting.
因为他是太奇妙了。
Because he is a wonderful.
今天我们纪念耶稣基督复活的一天。
So today, as we remember his resurrection.
我希望你能够经历耶稣基督大能啊。
I pray that we can all enter into
the omnipotence. 在你生命当中。做奇妙的工作
，so that the Lord may do wonders in your life.
有一个人在 MIT， 他毕业的时候
，there was a man who graduated from MIT.
他成就很好
，a great achievement.
大公司要请他
，and he was to be hired by a great.
给了很高的薪水
，high paying job.
很好的对待
，and very well compensated.
他们把函寄出去之后，把信寄出去之后
，they sent it over the offer.
这个公司大公司，国际的公司。企业公司没有接到这个人的回应。
Now this big international company who offered the job did not get a response.
这个是一个人才，是 MIT 很杰出的一个人才。
And this person that they offered the job to was a very prominent person.
这大公司想请他做他们的员工。
And a big international company wanted to hire him.
但是寄信信没有回应。
So they sent the offer letter, but
好像石头沉在大海一样。
Looks like a stone fell into the sea.
等了一段时间之后啊。
After a period of.
那公司的总裁。
The chief financial officer.
他说我要亲自去买。
Said I'm going to go myself.
去找这个人。
I will go find this.
让这个人才成为我们公司的人员。
Because I wanted to hire him.
去找到他的时候。
So when he found this person.
这年轻人怎么样讲
？The young person said.
他说某某人。
Say Mr.
非常对不起。
I apologize.
你的公司太小了。
That your company is too small.
你的公司太小了。原来他怎么样？这个年轻人。基督的生命感动他的心啊！他说：“将来我要在十个国更大国为他做事情，看到吗
？”Because what he meant was that he wanted to work for a much bigger company, a much bigger kingdom.
这就是神在人生中做奇妙的改变。
And this is when the Lord works wonders in our lives.
复活的主在他生命里面，他选择神国、神的国的事情。
Because the resurrected Lord touched this person and he chose God's kingdom.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
你要相信今天我们所相信的神
believe in the Lord that we believe in today.
他是真的神
that he is a true God,
复活的神
a resurrected God,
信实的神
and faithful.
他永远不改变
and he will never change.
值得你信靠
and it is worth our trusting him.
我们基督祷告
let us bow in prayer.
我们请发言祷告
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, grateful, Lord, for the work that you have done and the great power that you have displayed through your death and resurrection. Lord, help us to have faith to claim the great power that you have, that you can work through our lives. Help us, Lord, to acknowledge and to surrender to this power that is at work in us.That we may be transformed, much like you were transformed in the day of resurrection, that we are living a victorious life, a life that is everlasting, a life that is full of joy and peace. Lord, we pray that as you work in our lives, that we will grow more like you, to be truly, Lord, your disciple. Lord, we pray that you have the power to erase our doubts. You have the power to give us courage when we are scared. You have the power to fill our needs when we are hungry and cold. And you have the power to show us where we need to go when we are doubtful and uncertain. And you have the power, Lord, to reveal yourself in our lives only if we are willing, only if we are attentive, and only, Lord, when we are drawing near to you. We pray, Lord, that your presence be truly transformative in our lives, that we will truly, Lord, be able to call you our Lord and Savior. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，谢谢。